ఇగ్నరెన్స్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో గౌరవ బుద్ధి, మర్యాద బుద్ధి, దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ భక్తి, దెన్ విల్ బి అపోజ్డ్ టు భక్తి. మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఈజ్ దట్ భగవతా శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ప్రిజర్వ్డ్. Means you don't treat him like any other ordinary being, you treat him as a supreme being. Nanda Yashoda Sakhas, they perform their Narvat Leela with Krishna, but that doesn't mean you imitate their exchanges with Bhagavan. We are not like Nanda Baba or Yashoda Maya, and neither have we become like the Sakhas by imitating them, or else you will be guilty of acting against your adhikar. You must see what your adhikar is. Therefore, the lives of the bhaktas, after listening about their lives, then you should try to follow, but not imitate. They say in the lives of the devotees, you should not see any faults, or else it will be a cause of disturbance. Utpat. You see, if the prince does something, then no ordinary person can correct the prince, or else he'll be punished. Similarly, if any Priya Bhakta acts against his adhikar, then ordinary people should not discuss about it. She should not think about what he has done. Ordinary people should stay away, because Bhagavan, he will correct him. He knows what to do. So once in Dwarka, Krishna, Arjuna, they were all sitting there in Sudharma Sabha in Dwarka. So once in Brahmin, he came there and he said, and then in this way he started shouting, complaining, and started criticizing. And Krishna, he was listening, but he wasn't saying anything, because the Brahmin, he should be respected. And even if the Brahmin says something, one should tolerate. But if you cannot tolerate, then what to do? Can you really kill him like how Shishupal did? No. So the time the Brahmin, he was saying that because of the king's sins, the citizens have to suffer. So he's saying, this king of Dwarka, he wasn't shouting at Ugrasen. He was actually shouting at Krishna. Ugrasen, he was only a proxy. The real king was Krishna. So he was shouting at Krishna, saying, oh, just look at him. He's very corrupt. You see, how can the son die in the presence of his father? But here all my sons are dying, although I'm still present. So he starts shouting at Krishna. And he said, all my sons are dying, one after another. And this way, he's saying, he's glorifying himself. He's saying, I have spoken the Gita, that I have inaugurated all these rituals. But he cannot save my son. Because of his sins, I also have to suffer. So he was complaining so much. So then Arjuna said, how can I help you? What is your difficulty? Tell me. Saying, what can you do? So many who are roaming like you in the street. So you're also now shouting at me, Arjuna said. And the Brahmin said, Then Arjuna said, I'll help you in all ways. I'm ready. And he said, just by speaking these words, it will not do. There are many who speak, but who will do? Carry out. And whoever is present in the king's assembly, they're all imposters. And this way, Arjuna was thinking, if I cannot help you, then I'll jump inside the fire and kill myself. But surely I'll help you. Just tell me. And he said, you see this king? All my sons, they were born. And as soon as they're born, they die. So how can this king be a king? He's a very sinful person. And so when the father is present, will the son die? And so the sin is going to everyone. Because he's adharmic, not religious. So he was shouting at Krishna. And Arjuna, he promised. He said, alright, next time your son is born to you, tell me. So when the son was born, then he was told to Arjun. Then Arjun, he made a fortress from all 10 directions using his arrows. But now, before the son would emerge from his mother's womb, but now he did not even come out of his mother's womb. His body disappeared while he was still in his mother's womb. So then the Brahman became even more angry. What is this? At least before I could see his body. Now I cannot even see his body. So then Arjuna, he said, alright, light a fire. Now I'll enter inside because I cannot keep my promise. So then as this fire was lit, and then Arjuna was about to enter, then Krishna said, what happened? He said, I promised that I'll save his children. Now I could not save them. I cannot even see his body. And then he said, I made a fortress with so many arrows that no single person could enter, not even a fly. But still, you see, his son died. So then Krishna, he said, first there's Atma Samarpan and then Sharanagati. Or else there is Durgati. You can try as much as you can. You can chastise, you can respect, you can do anything. But still, you can do tapasya, vrata. But for whom are you doing in this way? Who said? For whose sake are you doing? Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you said, Atmendriya Prithivancha Tarbarikam Krishnendriya Prithivancha Dharai Premnam. So what are you doing? Are you doing for... this is only for your own self, for your own enjoyment. So then who will fulfill? But if you do something for Bhagwan's Prithi, even a little, then Bhagwan, he'll take responsibility. In this way, he'll get the fruit. And this way, he didn't pray. He wasn't surrendered. So then Arjuna, he had made a promise. So what Bhagwan said, he said, alright. There's no need to die. You show? Bring my children back to life. Then he took Arjun and then he started. Took his Panchajanya Shankha. And then he went on the chariot. And where did he see? Where did he go? Into this Mahakalpuram, which is a place of very dense darkness. And then they say, Krishna, he has so many jewels. And by the effulgence of these jewels, all these places of darkness were lit. And then he saw all the jivas that were lying in this Mahanirvan lok in an unconscious state. So anyhow, he pierced through this region. Then he went to Yampuri, Yam Maharaj's loka. And then he started playing on his Panchajanya Shank, conch. And Yam Maharaj is trembling, and the Bhagavan himself has come to my palace, and I'm not even known. Then Prabhu said, where are the children of this Brahmin? And Yam Maharaj, he said, these children are not here. Then we said, where are they? Then this way, And he said, these children, anyhow, he brought them back. So if anyone is dear to Prabhu, then even if he does something, then Prabhu, he takes responsibility for that person. And if one has no sambandha, he is an orphan, then who will take responsibility for that person? Then that person is wandering and he is suffering, then what to do? And Gurudev said that if you are looking after a cow, then you see the cow is wandering here and there. He started looking for the cow everywhere, and there he saw the cow. And there he was in a forest. There was nice grass growing. And as he was looking to eat the grass, then there was quicksand, and the cow started drowning in that quicksand. And then there one lion looked at this cow. He's thinking, now I can eat this cow. I can eat this cow and also feed my entire family. So in this way, he also jumped inside that quicksand. But he also started drowning in that quicksand. Now even he was struggling. He could also not come out of this quicksand. So then the master of this cow, he came. And then anyhow, he tied a rope to this cow, and then he pulled the cow out. And then he cleansed the cow. So then the lion was thinking, he'll also pull me out. So then what did he do? They tied a rope around its neck and they strangled it. And then the cow was thinking, alright, now he will at least clean me, although he's strangling me. So then what did he do? He took one stick, and then took one kaladi, one axe, and then he killed him. He dismembered him, and then he took all his pieces away and threw him to the dogs. So even one may become like this lion. But then if he doesn't have a guardian, then what to do? So if one is like this lion, but still if he doesn't have a guardian, then who will take responsibility? And they say he'll be beaten down, teeth will be broken, and they say the claws will be taken away, and then you'll be fed. So in this way, who will protect? So therefore it's called avara. In Hindi, avara means orphan. So in this way, Guruji said, you see, from my childhood, I've always had darshan. These sadhus and sants. And then this way I was able to do this Kathakirtan. So I was thinking, all these people, they are here, they always do Kathakirtan. But still their moha is not going away, their attachment, illusion. They're only engaged in this ashakti. They have no mamta towards Bhagavan. And this way, they not surrender themselves to Bhagavan. One does Bhagavad Vasan, does puja part. Only for adoration. Why? If one speaks Harikatha, saying, oh, may I always get pratishta, may I always be wealthy, may I get respect. Adoration. So in this way, so I was thinking, where have I've been bound by my ashakti? So they also want me to be chained. So then Maharaj was saying, so who is Hanuman? He is Anjanasuta. He appeared in Anjanadri. In Kishkinda, near Kishkinda Parvat. And Hanuman from his very childhood, he was indifferent. From his very childhood, he would go to the ashrams of the Rishi Maharshis. He would nicely play. And he would take the kamandalu, the achmani of the Rishi Maharshis, their asan. And in this way, the Godavari Narmada is there. He throw everything there. Saying, why are you doing this? Why are you so naughty? Why are you throwing the asan kamandalu away? Why are you throwing dupatta away? Why are you taking all these items of puja and throwing them away? He said, I was saying that where is your moha and ashakti? You're doing ashakti, you're doing Bhagavad Bhajan. But are you attached to all these things? For things that you possess. Where's my achamaniya cup? My kamandalu, where's my asan? So the rishis are thinking that he's troubling us so much. And then we try catching him, he jumps around to the mountain trees, he's always troubling everyone. And the rishis thinking, of course. So now you'll forget all your powers, your mystic potencies. Now you'll no longer be naughty. Now you'll forget everything. So then you'll become very innocent now, like a small boy. So then Hanuman said, oh, this is good. What happened? Before he took birth. And then what would he do? When he get hungry, he tried even swallowing the sun. Thought the sun was a very nice laddu. At the time, Indra, he unleashed his thunderbolt on his chin. And then we see he got a mark on his lower chin. So then his father, Pavandev, he said, oh, you hit my son. So then he stopped circulating air. They're all running around. So then his Hanu, his lower chin, became a little crooked. Therefore he became Hanuman. See, Hanuman, he doesn't desire man, pratishta, puja pratishta, nothing. He is only a recipient of Prabhu's mercy. Then Guruji said, see how Hanuman was. He took Ram on his shoulders. So then Gurudev, he said, see how Hanuman serves. So when Ram was with his three brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, so Hanuman was also thinking, I want to go serve my Prabhu. So Hanuman, he told Sugriv, saying, oh friend, our Prabhu has come to this world. Now I want to go have his darshan and serve him. So when they came to Ayodhya, so then they said, we both of us will go there. You become my master, and I'll become his sevak. And then they say, I'll please, this is Dasharath. And if Dasharath Maharaj gives me the order, I'll stay there forever. So they say, they came, then he came as, came to Dasharath Maharaj. And then he said, I bought this monkey. This monkey likes playing around. He likes singing, dancing. He can make everyone happy. So he'll make all the children very happy. Then Maharaj said, all right. Then he said, all right, let me see. So there he stood on his tail. And then he started dancing, jumping from one place to another. He was lifting mountains, bringing flowers. He was doing kirtan. Then he became very happy. So then Lakshman, they said, we want this monkey. He should stay with us. So Maharaj Dasharath said, it's not good to play with monkeys. Else you'll become monkey yourself. Take him away from here. Or else you take him away from here. So Hanuman became very sad, saying, I wanted to do seva. And then they made me leave. So Hanuman, he started meditating since then. Saying, how can I meet Ram? How can I become absorbed in Prabhu's seva? So Hanuman was thinking, if my Rajyabhishek is done, then Ram was thinking, if I become a king, then how can I go to the forest? How can I meet my priya sevaks? How can I bring them here? So he was saying, how can I want to show the glories of my sevaks to the entire world. How Hanuman is. So then Ram, on purpose, he went to the forest. And so, Sita was lost. And then they say, this order was given to everyone that, oh, go find where Sita is. Who has stolen Sita? So then they found Jatayu and Sampati. They told them some news about where Sita was. But who could find Sita? Who would cross the ocean? You see all these monkeys? How will they jump across the ocean? You see, all these monkeys are very strong. But when it came to jump across the ocean, Angad said, I can jump across, but I don't know if I can come back. Jamavan said, I've become very old now, so how can I cross the ocean? So no one is ready. Then they told Hanuman, you can do everything. You're Pavan Putra Hanuman. So when they start reminding Hanuman of all his powers, potencies, because the rishis that cursed Hanuman that he'll forget everything. So then what happened? He started chanting Ram's names, then he jumped across the ocean. And then in this way, he burned all of Lanka into ashes. And by chanting Ram Nam, he gave Diksha to everyone in Lanka. There everyone was intoxicated, eating meat, drinking blood. And as soon as Hanuman came there, they were thinking, who is this person? He shook everyone. He awakened everyone. He said, don't worry, I've come. Sita came, but still you're not awakened. So now I've come. Then Hanuman said, now at least now you come to your senses. Or else I'll destroy everyone. But still they did not listen to him. Then he burned all Lanka. And then and whatever nice he could find, he started offering to Ram. Because he's Ram Sevak. But although he did everything, and Hanuman came back to Ayodhya, at that time, seeing the glories of Hanuman, everyone was so happy. And the time came to build the bridge, and then Hanuman is bringing all these different mountains. So in Bharat, he saw Hanuman's shadow in Nandigram. Then he said, who is going there? Then he shot an arrow at Hanuman, and Hanuman, he fell on the ground. And Hanuman was thinking, what happened? Who are you? He said, I'm Ram Sevak. And where's Ram? He said, oh, in Lanka, this Indrajit has shot him with his weapon, so I bought this Gandhamadan mountain because there are many herbs here. And if I don't go before sunrise, then these herbs will not work. And then Ram may even leave his body. So I have to go there. Now you've made me fall on the ground. So and Bharat said, sit on my arrow and then you can go to Lanka immediately. So Bharat also saw how Hanuman is so glorious. Sita also saw. Even Lakshman saw. Everyone saw. So everyone had this mamta and Shraddha towards Hanuman. And what happened? And as Raja Abhishek happened, Ram was giving his wealth away to everyone. There he saw Hanuman had still not come. And Ram, he was giving gifts to someone. So Hanuman said, I'll not even go there. Then finally, Sita was thinking, where is Hanuman? So we have given everything to everyone, but where is he? So then they finally found him. Hanuman, he sat at the feet of Sita. He said, Sita, she said, here, I have something for you. So then anyhow, Ram gave everything to everyone, but now Sita by her own hands, she gave him one necklace. They start smelling this necklace. So what are you seeing? And I'm seeing, the mother has given me this. But my Prabhu, is he present here or not? I'm saying, you see Prabhu everywhere. He said, yes. I see my Prabhu everywhere. But I cannot see him here. And his Prabhu in your heart, then immediately he tore open his chest. And he said, just see who is present within. So who's Prabhu Sevak? You will realize when time comes. See Hanuman? He was wandering everywhere. And sometimes when he'd be sitting on the singhasan, Hanuman would fan him with his tail. He would take him on his shoulders. He would serve him in all ways. So one day, Lakshman Bharat Shatrughna Hanuman and Sita, they held a meeting saying this monkey, he goes everywhere, he does seva everywhere, but now we've become, are we useless? Are we of no use? He took everything away from us. He massages our feet, he massages Prabhu's feet, he puts oil on him, he takes him on his shoulders, he brings fruits and flowers for him, gives him water. But what are we, cannot do anything because of him. Took all his services away. So then they held a meeting. Sita will do serve Raman during the night, Bharat Shatrughna. Lakshman during the day they will serve Ram. So Hanuman he came and he said, they said, no, there's no need for you. No, you go away. We'll do all the servers. Then Hanuman said, you don't have any serve for me. And he said, you only do this chutki. It means only snap your fingers and chant Ram Nam outside. So then they told this to Hanuman. They didn't give any seva to Hanuman. And they said, Ram, he came from his palace. And he said, where is Hanuman? Because he has this mamata. This mamata that Prabhu and Sevak have for each other. This mamata will not be had anywhere else. How will this mamata be had? Only one who has this mamata, this ananyata, he always thinks, how can I serve? And this priti, this mamata has such strength. And so, Ram had Sita, his brothers, but still Hanuman, the seva priti that he had, was incomparable. So then Ram, he came to rest. And that time, he was only yawning continuously. He was not eating anything, sleeping, drinking. So he was only yawning and yawning. So then everyone, they were thinking he's not eating anything, sleeping, drinking, he's only yawning. So then they called my sister, oh Guruji. Prabhu is very unhealthy. He said, how? Ram is never unhealthy. How did he become unhealthy? And he was 14 years in the forest, he never became sick. How did he become sick here? He said, where is Hanuman? He said, we sent Hanuman outside. There is no other seva for you. He was saying, go and stay in the jungle, in the forest. There is no need for you to come here. Then he said, alright. So Hanuman, he was crying so much. It seemed that the entire mountain would melt in suffering. He was suffering so much. And he was only snapping his fingers. And he was only saying, Ram, Ram, Ram. And he was drinking it. He could not even see who had come, who had not come. And Vasishtaji, he came and he awakened Hanuman. He awoke him. He said, Prabhu, he is very sad. And now you are just snapping fingers, chanting Ram Nam. And there he cannot even breathe properly. Come quickly. But Hanuman to Ram. And Ram was so sad. Hanuman also was so sad. Because they are suffering so much in separation from each other. So Guruji would say, Hanuman is praying, may I never forget my position as Ram Sevak. So one does Bhagavad Bhajan and if one does not have Mamata for Bhagavan, then how is it Bhajan? Bhajan means Bhajdhatu Sevayam, to serve Bhagavan. You should do Seva in such a way that Prabhu is always happy. This Seva should have Mamata, not just some artificial display. That for 1 or 2 days, he does this, he does that. He organizes a big feast, he does Aarti Puja for one day and the next day. Nothing. No anushtan, nothing. So then you're doing puja according to your own thing, but Mamata is not like this. Yashoda Mata Seva was not like this. She's dull. Harman Seva was also not like this. Any display, it was eternal. So Guruji would say, if you want to serve Bhagavan, please him, then you should serve him in newer and newer ways. You should paste yourself like sandalwood and then offer yourself in the seva. So that even for one moment you don't lose your time. You should be in the Saranya Seva. So Guruji would say, then here I'm seeing all the people of this family, they're very knowledgeable. Our Kulguru is here, but still, they're very selfish. That is my house, my mansion, my business. And this way, but still their moha is not going away. They don't have this mamata for Bhagavan. They're not surrendered to Bhagavan. So they say, by staying with them, I will not be benefited. So meanwhile, so there in school and college, you see those who are coming first, they're getting gifts, they're getting prizes. And they say they're very known everywhere as very studious students. So that time, there was a British government. So they selected Gurudev from his college, saying that you come here and we will give you this position as an officer. We'll give you this work. So all the family members very happy. Now we'll get so much money, we'll get so much wealth, so much respect, because he's become a good officer. So then they gave Gurudev two horses, one white and black horse. Because he had to administer the place everywhere. Because that time India and British, they were fighting each other. Since many days there was a revolution. So then they asked Gurudev, just go see where they're having this hidden meetings and you tell the government everything. See who is opposed to us. And Gurudev, he said, at the time, Bengal, Bihar and Odisha, they were only one state, one province. So then they gave the entire responsibility to Maharaj. And then they also told him, and then he would wear this white cloth as an officer. He could go anywhere and he could make an inquiry everywhere. So meanwhile, from Devananda Gaudiya Narottamananda Prabhu, he came, who later became Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. So Narottamananda Prabhu, he came there to follow, went to the order of Kesava Goswami Maharaj. He came here to Bihar, in Assam, Dhanbad, Asansol, and then he came to this place, Vaidyanatham, Josidi, and all these different places. He went to Patna. Here he was doing this Katha Kirtan Pachar. So then the government was seeing. So then the government said, just go see what the sadhus are doing. Where they convened a meeting. So Gurudev, he wore a very white cloth, white kurta dhoti, decorated. And then anyhow he came there. There he saw Narottamananda Prabhu. He was doing kirtan, he was speaking Harikatha. And Gurudev went and sat in the front. Narottamananda was a very scholarly person. Prabhupada Sushi Thakur came to the responsibility. Wherever you go, you distribute Bhagavad Katha. And they say, for 7 days, this anushtan for listening to Bhagavad Katha took place. So Maharaj would come every day to listen to Katha and he would question. Then he saw, saying, where have you come from? And he said, I come from Navadvip. Where is Navadvip? So he knew, but he said, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Janmasthan is, we are from there. Why are you going village to village doing Katha Kirtan? He said, where is Katha Kirtan? They say, by this Katha Kirtan, you can make the jivas of this world happy and content. You can offer them in Bhagwan's seva. Or else, to make them meet Bhagwan, there's only one way. By distributing these glories of Bhagwan. And when anyone receives this message, then they'll have this samanda towards Prabhu. Doing Katha Kirtan of Bhagwan's glories is so much more glorious. More than even jap and dhyan. Because we have something nice, you should distribute to everyone. This way, this Haridas is given to everyone through Shravan Kirtan. Everyone's hearts will be attracted towards Prabhu. They'll all be related with Prabhu. So then slowly, after 7 days, Bhagavat had taken place. And Maharaj, he would always listen to this Katha. He questioned Narottamananda Prabhu. So he's Narottamananda Prabhu. So in Gurudev, he said, can I also come to your ashram? He said, yes, surely you can come. So what should I do? He said, there's no rule for the sadhus. He said, no, anyhow, I'm in samsara. As long as you don't meet a sadhu, then there's samsara. And as soon as man meets a sadhu, a good doctor, then all the diseases will go away. And no more moha. And you'll automatically go to Bhagavan's lotus feet, you'll do Bhagavad Seva. No one can stop him. So in this way, he asked his, what will happen to him? And he said, every life one gets mother and father, but one is born so many times, he's died so many times, in every life he's seen his mother, father, and he'll continue to receive them. But this way, this Bhagavad Bhakta who speaks of Krishna's message, it is this Bhagavad Ras. To receive such the mercy of such Sadguru is very rare. So that is Santadu by his sharp words. He cuts away these attachments. Therefore, one who's intelligent, he'll know who says sadhus. See, the sansaric people, they being bewildered by Maya Moha, they catch everyone. They say, we want to enjoy him. But the sadhu, what does he do? He liberates one. And then he always offers him in the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. And he sends him to Nityadham, Nityaseva. So that time Maharaj, he started asking. Saying, what do you do in the ashram? Because Maharaj was still serving as an officer. So he had to send all these reports to the government. So then they said, in the ashram all the 60 volumes of bhakti are followed, practiced. Beginning from Brahma Murtha until last, later in the night, until this Shayanarti, all 60 volumes of bhakti are followed very nicely. By which this ashakti towards Bhagwan will only be increasing, this priti. And this may this relationship with him never be lost. So Maharaj, he heard everything. And this way he heard everything and he returned home. And he said, no, I will not work anymore. No, I will resign. Why? Because now the Indians are fighting the Britishers. If I take the side of the Britishers, then they'll beat all the Indians. this I cannot do, he said. So then everyone started crying so much, oh, you have such a good position, so much money, respect. And you're saying you're leaving everything aside. So Maharaj had another intention. So what did Maharaj do? He went there and he turned home from his work. He didn't take permission from anyone. He saw that he was promoted. Government had promoted him. Gave him this in charge of the entire province. He also gave him the news that after this, he will send you to London. And there you can be the some responsibility related to this Queen Victoria. So Gurudev would always say that Queen Victoria, not just England, the entire world was under her rule. So should I offer myself in her seva and take this promotion and go to England? And then you see, Gurudev, he traveled the world 27 times. And Gurudev, he would say, see, to become someone's servant, as a slave, as a servant, this is not humanity. To be the slave of someone, servant of someone, to flatter someone, to live in such a way is not proper. This is like cowardice. Is very cowardly. If you have this courage, then leave everything aside and become possessionless and take shelter of Sri Krishna. Go to where Harshi Hari is present and you serve him. Why have you become a coward? You know that you will not stay in this world forever. See, you only get mother and father every life. But how will you receive this pure bhakta? That person is a mother, that person is a father, that person is a guru who makes his dependent reach the Lord's feet of Bhagavan, or else how are they? They're guardian. So then Gurudev said, no, I will not work, no, I'll leave. He said, not just England, I'll go around the world, but still I cannot be slave of anyone. And this way, they heard his relatives that he's going to leave home. But as soon as he went, he resigned. They didn't even accept his resignation letter. Saying that, why do you want to leave this job? Don't give it up. But still, he gave this resignation letter. And what did he do? And he went to Navadvip Dham. And there, Param Gurudev, he had this Sajjan Seva. He told him that the train will come at 11 o'clock in the night today. This Gaya passenger train, there one officer, he'll come. There he will wear this white cloth. And he'll wear this cap, he'll have a mustache. But he'd never even seen Gurudev. Narottamanand Prabhu, he just described how he looked like. To Param Gurudev, still hadn't seen him, but still he told the seva. At 11:30 the train will come, you go to Navadvip railway station and you bring him here. Because he doesn't know where an ashram is. So then Gurudev went to the lantern. Because that time there was no electricity. There, before when the train would come, there would be one person, he'd have a hurricane lamp. And he just moved that hurricane lamp to stop the train. Thousands of people would come from this Gaya passenger train. So many alighted the train. Thousands. So Param Guruji said, that person who comes, you ask him. You call him out, Tiwariji. Didn't even know the name. They only knew his name was Tiwariji. So then Ramakrishna Maharaj, he went to this lantern. So then he saw so many thousands of people were passing. But Param Gurudev described that he'll be very tall, he'll be wearing this boot shoot. So then this way, Gurudev immediately got down from the train, he went to the station master's room to ask, is there any Mat Mandir here? And they said, this is Navadvip, there's so many temples here. Which temple do you want to go to? He said, which temple can I go to? He said, only there's one temple. And this way, no, you see, there's so many temples in Vrindavan. If you tell I want to go to any temple, what will they say? Thousands of temples here. Saying, where will you go? So then meanwhile, our Guru Maharaj, he was saying, oh, Tiwariji, where are you? He was going from one side of the station to another side. Because the station is very big. So then Guruji, so then Param Gurudev knew he was coming. And Param Gurudev would never lie. So then when Gurudev came out of the station, it was very dark. So then he heard someone calling out, Tiwariji. So then Bengalis say Hindi, then you can understand. Hindi is not proper. So then this way, so where have you come from? He said, no, our Guruji has sent you, has sent me to receive you. Then how did your Guruji know? Oh, our Guruji knows everything. He is Siddha Purush, he is omniscient. So he from Narathavan Prusmat, yes, he belongs to us in our temple these days. So that time, Devananda Gaudiya was not very far from the station. That time there was a forest. There was no proper road also. So they say, passing through the forest, even during the day, there'd be many jackals, foxes, going there. So that time, even in the ashram, there was no one there. There used to be three rooms. In one room, there used to be Thakurji. In one room, Param Gurudev. Another room, the kitchen. And all the devotees would be sleeping on the balcony, on the courtyard. At that time, how would they sleep during the rainy season? During the rainy season, they would use these huge walks. They turn these huge walks upside down, these pots, and they would sleep underneath. Or sometimes they'd all sleep, squeeze into one room. If it was very cold, there was nothing then. And Param Gurudev, he was walking there, saying, waiting for them, 1 o'clock in the night. Because he knew that, because Ram and Hanuman, they have such prem for each other. So just see, Sevak and Guru, they have so much love for each other. This is not just a matter of 1 or 2 days. This is life after life. The Atma is eternal, Bhagavan is eternal. Nitya Charana Satya Ta Sevaka Nitya. Nitya Pada Sala Karo Ash. So Nityan Guru is eternal, his Sevak is also eternal. So Guruji was waiting so much. And he offered pranams, he embraced him. And then both their hearts melted and they started weeping so much. So then anyhow, they pacified each other. At that time, ashram, there was no 56 items. At that time, there used to be some rice. They'd soak that rice in water in the morning. They would add some salt, some green chilies, and they would eat this. This was the only prasad. And during the night, sometimes this rice that was left over, they wouldn't even take the water out. They'd add some salt or some green chili, and this was more than enough. There was nothing then. And they were all only dependent on Bhiksha Madhukari. So in this way, anyhow, they gave some food during the night. So he rested for some time in the courtyard, and then Gurudev went to the Ganga to bathe in the morning. And so he told Param Gurudev that, oh, please give me a place at your lotus feet, please give me Harinam Diksha. He said, here, we'll only get Harinam Diksha if you shave your head. He said, all right, I'll shave my head, but I cannot shave my mustache. But see, the mustache, how can I leave it? How can I shave it? Because you only shave your mustache when your mother or father dies. Because before, you never shave your mustache away. So then Param Gurudev, he told Maharaj that because of your mustache, you'll even stop doing Bhagavan's bhajan. You'll not chant your mala mantra. He said, all right, if you say, I can do anything, I even left my job, I left everything. If I stay in my house, then this mala mantra will not go away. I'm chanting this mala mantra. They say, you know, they come there. And they don't even leave. And now they've already made a... They say, oh, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. You know, they're even shouting, they're even taking, beating, and they're saying. But they will not remember Bhagavan. But Bhagavan has given a son. But rather than worshipping Bhagavan, he'll worship his son. He'll not remember Bhagavan. This way, he'll only be remembering him. What is he doing? Is he studying properly? Is he going to school or not? Has he eaten something or not? Is he very naughty? So the father's only thinking about the son. He's only remembering him. And this way, he's so much absorbed in this moha. This Mohini Maya. And this way, so who's one doing one bhajan? What are you doing? Saying, oh, why are you looking at me? You remember Bhagavan, you do your mala. He's speaking big things. So then this way, then he'll say, shout something, saying, oh, now you're saying all these things. So Maharaj, he'll say, then, by this Maya, how can you achieve Ram? As long as Moha doesn't go away, if Bhagavan is doing bhajan, Bhagavad Bhakti, his prem will be towards Bhagavan, and his Moha towards Sansar, towards the body, will go away. But this Maya is very turanto, means very formidable. Bhagavan said, Devi Shri Gunamai, Mahamaya Durate, Mahamaya Prabhadante, Mahamaya Tarantite. Saying, take my shelter. See, one is alone, then someone else comes, he surrenders to that person. And then after that, someone else comes and even sells himself. See, if you have two legs, you wherever you want, you can go. But if you have four legs, then where can you go? And if you have six legs, then where will you go then? In this way. And if you have eight legs, and then what will happen? You'll get entangled, like how a spider gets entangled in its own web. See, the jeev is Bhagavan's part and parcel. And leaving his Prabhu aside, he's entangled in this Maya. So, Buddha was saying, how can this Maya even act on Sadhu Santas? So, how to be free? Who can do Prabhu's bhajan? Doing Mala Mantra, only thinking about this skin, flesh and bones. Then where is one? In Prabhu's lotus feet or where? So, therefore, Maharaj, he said, no, there's no need to return. So then, anyhow, he took Harinam about this Kanti. He said, alright, now return home, do your work and you can stay there. So then Maharaj, he went. And there he see all the family members that, they said, oh, some Tantra Mantra has been done. We'll take his mala away. So anyhow, Gurudev, he would keep the mala to his chest and he'd sleep. So don't touch my mala. Then they said, take his Kanti mala away. This, because in Ramana Sampradaya they would not wear this Tulsi Mala. So where did he go? Who did he become entangled with? He left his family, he left his work. And Gurudev said, as I was thinking to leave, still they entangled me. Started guarding me the whole time. And meanwhile, when everyone was sleeping, what did I do? Made the entire bed ready and I made it seem that I was sleeping. Put some pillows in there. At 1 o'clock I left home. Came to this Boxer railway station. Again I went to Navdeep again. Param Gurudev became very happy. He said, no, alright. Now you have come. Now Mahaprabhu has accepted you. So he gave him Diksha. And after Diksha was given, and this is now the Dham Mahima, glories of the Dham were being told. So one doesn't have this Dham Darshan, Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, and this, if this mercy of Sadhu Santas is not had, then how will we advance? So Param Gurudev, he said that you should pray Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, respect the sadhus. Only with the mercy of the sadhus, you'll have Guru Darshan. Then by Guru's Darshan, you'll have this Bhagavad Kripa. So Maharaj, you would always say that serving the sadhus, and as Param Gurudev would speak, could give order, he'd follow all the instructions of Param Guruji, this order. And then this way, he learned Bengali. At the time, there was a Sanskrit Chatushpati, the school, this where everyone would be taught Sanskrit. He had many qualified disciples studying there. So he said, oh, God Narayan, you also go there. And God Narayan said, if I study more, if I become more knowledgeable, then I can no longer stay with you. Then I'll have to leave. Therefore, whatever you teach me, that is enough for me. No, I don't need more of this Mohavidya. Then Paramahansa, he said, Se se vidyarphal jana nishna jadi krishna padpande chiturthi hoy. See, the fruit of vidya education is that one's mind becomes fixed at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. And this way, Mahaprabhu, he told Kesho Kashmiri that fruit of education not to conquer others, but to be humble and serve Krishna. So in Paramahansa, he told Gurudev, now read Chaitanya Charitamrita Chaitanya Bhagavat. If you don't understand, then tell me. And Param Gurudev, he kept Gurudev next time. And Trivikram Maharaj would come and ask Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev said, no, go read that book for yourself. He wouldn't say anything. And when Gurudev would come, and he'd have Gurudev sit next to him and he'd teach him with so much love. He'd explain everything. So Trivikram Maharaj said, oh, I came before, I'm elder, and always you're shouting at me, sending me away from here. But since Gaur Narayan has come, you're showing him so much love, so much affection, you become controlled by him. Now we become useless. And he said, no, don't think this way. You know, you are qualified. You have all this knowledge, good, all these qualities. Gaur Narayan is a small boy. So now I should look after him with some love, some affection. Then he said, all right. He said, he's such a big officer and I'm nothing. How is he a small boy? And Param Guruji, he said, you are a surrendered soul. And he's just come now. He should be taught how to surrender oneself. This is, there is a need for this. So all of you should bless him with your love, with your affection. That is mamata only be towards Bhagavan and his bhaktas. Then he will never be this. He'll never leave again. He'll never leave. And as long as the mercy of the sadhus is not upon anyone, then his heart will be dry. He'll be wandering in Maya. And only being hungry for this prem, sometimes he's going here, there. This Bhagavad Kripa is had. This Bhagavad Prem is had. Then he'll become very satisfied. Not before this. So Param Gurudev, with so much love, he taught him everything. Oh, we'll listen tomorrow.